to say, and I'd like to say, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. Fuck that, Carolyn. It's not okay. I don't know how else, I don't know how else plain to say this. It is not okay. It's ugly. Mm-hmm. It's bad, ugly. Because now what's happening? Everybody's laughing and joking. And I want my restaurant to be open to 45%. They don't have money to spend in them restaurants right now. Things are coming into this full circle. This Biden's dark winter, long winter, death. I don't even know those words, but the humans and the human condition are quickly running out of gas. We're not mean. Yeah. We're not mad. We don't care. We gave them all a chance. You said it best. We lost Rush Limbaugh. We lost Rush Limbaugh. And your response was the best response ever, ever, ever made ever. You know what you said? He had a chance.
Uh-huh.
He had a chance.
Uh-huh.
And he did. Uh-huh. And he, but now the rest story is he like, now Neil Bortz, we love Neil Bortz. See, you notice, look here. Every one of them numb nut motherfuckers come out of Atlanta. Every one of them. Newt Gingrich come out of Carroll County, out at the farm. All right, then you go a little bit further, and then you got Sean Hannity, WSB 750. Couldn't get a job as a dishwasher, so he come be on a little show on AM 750 in Atlanta, Georgia. Rush Limbaugh, Atlanta, Georgia. AM 750, Neil Bortz. AM 750. No, Neil Bortz said, if that nigger, Obama, let it, I'm retiring. I'm not going to live in a world where there's a nigger running the goddamn United States of America. Obama won. Obama won, and guess what he did? Neil Bortz quit WSB 750. He was the king of the kings. He was the king. He said, fuck this, I'm done. He retired. He's still alive. He's talking about his dear friend, Rush Limbaugh. Dear friend, he's still alive. He's doing great. He says, I still ain't working under a nigger. That's what he said. But honey, this is old South. You can like it, don't like it, get mad. Go shoot somebody in the face. If you don't like what we say, go shoot somebody in the face. We don't give a shit. That's what the man said. That's all we can do. We repeating what the man said. So there. This all goes back to the Atlanta thread. It goes back to the Atlanta thread. These things all fit together. See, this is what Croker was trying to tell you with all these rendemivir conditioned responses of made-up conditioned responses. That's what he was trying to say. It's like you've got to bring this back down to something. You see? It can't be some pie-eyed medium is the message bullshit because that don't mean anything. And you can't get stuck in goddamn Thompson because you're going to have to, if you killed yourself, it wouldn't be in time. And you can't do LaRouche because you can only put so many things up your bum before it gets tragically uncomfortable or becomes someone else's faulted condition. So, this is where we're coming to, is in the grid. We haven't talked about the grid much at all. But it's getting kind of hectic.
Are they working for Biden?
Who is Biden, Bob? He don't work. Nobody works for Biden. That's ridiculous. Lord suffering cat.
Oh my God.
He's the Manchurian. He's the Manchurian candidate incarnate.
He's the original mold. The original victim.
Yeah.
You and Cameron up in McGill University treated Biden back in 64.
Yeah. Bob, when y'all get everything straightened out, we set a little bit of money aside so we can rehab the Oval Office. It's looking real tired these days. They don't know where they got their GCI. That looks like some tenement house somewhere. It's ridiculous. Look at some of the damn pictures now. They're doing stuff from Teddy Roosevelt. It's unbelievable.
What do you mean they're doing stuff? It's still there?
The pictures are showing of the Oval Office are from when Teddy Roosevelt was in the White House, for God's
Okay, who said to Carolyn about cancel culture? And then you said something's going to be, and I didn't get the verb, something I and them is going to be canceled, or Carolyn's going to be canceled, or not canceled. What, do you remember what you said in that sentence?
Ask Carolyn, she'll tell you.
Remember, Carolyn?
About what?
I was talking about cancel culture, and then he said, you'll be canceled, or you'll be something.
Mm-hmm.
And he got talked over. This is half an hour ago.
Let me look up if I type the word.
Cancel culture.
This cancel culture is fixing to eat itself.
Oh, yeah, that was it. To eat itself. Yeah.
And then they said to me, I guess, use it to catapult yourself to a higher realm. We got you. We're with you.
Yeah.
You mean get yourself canceled, Carolyn?
No.
You use it?
No. When the cancellation occurs, she won't be. And then we'd sing that little rap song, back that ass up and let me see what you got. Then what happens is it shifts and changes and Carolyn moves up the food chain. She becomes larger than the systemic condition that would consume little men.
Good. Are the canceling going to increase of all kinds of people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can I fit this into Beater scenario? You had the Rockefellers, the Bolsheviks, and the Mafia.
You want to. It doesn't.
No,
what does it have to do with Guyana, Sierra Leone, and Libya?
Right. Well, maybe it has something to do with it. So the Bolsheviks took over the Pentagon. And they've been running America for 30, 40 years out of the tough Pentagon. Are they the ones behind the Dems to cause the cancel culture to be exaggerated?
No, they're not that powerful. They're not that powerful. See, Bob, permission to speak freely, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Speak freely.
Okay, good. All right. Here's what's happening. You're having this dross. Do you know what the dross is?
Leftover dirt from gold.
Okay. Okay, when you're purifying a process, that's about the most stupid answer you could ever give, but it was correct. It was pretty stupid, but the leftover part. The leftover part. That you're taking the leftover part and putting it in charge. So the inside out or the upside down, the garbage pile is going to start setting the dichotomy of what the ecology will pronounce. Okay? So basically, short version, very soon the cockroaches are going to start telling you how you all are going to live because the cockroaches are going to take over. They're going to rule the world. They're going to do it. They're going to show you. And you're going to do what the cockroaches say, so they're going to consume you. See, but you don't have to check, believe us. You can call the Albany Times Union, and they got the reports and all details of that, of the Cuomo administration's coronavirus task force. They'll tell you all about it.
They're investigating Cuomo.
Yeah. So now what's happened is like Trump is set aside. He's king of the world, and he's back in charge, but he's out of the loop. So now there's nothing for them to feed on. I'm talking about Politburo, Mediacology, fill in the blank. We don't even know what the fuck it is. We don't
tetrad
either,
management.
So it doesn't matter.
Tetrad management.
Tetrad management in a manipian in a manipianphatic reality. That's right. Fuck yeah, that's exactly right. So the same thing is true from what you're talking about or you're making the reference to. See, the synesthesia only allows references within a construct that it's aware. Synesthesia only is acknowledging things in which it isn't aware. You get that? Is that hard for you?
Got that. Yep. Pure percept. 24/7.
Well, maybe until it's an impure percept. Both apply.
Not percept. Percept,
but both apply. See, that's
what's the
point.
Other one?
Both
procept?
Apply.
What's the other?
Percept and procept. They apply to both. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not saying that that's a problem. We're just saying you have to note it. We're not saying it's an issue. We're just saying that's the case. All right, bam. Okay, that's the case, bam. All right, now, moving right along. Now what happens is you start now negotiating where you are in the pronounced position of where the world is or where it is or where something. Fill in the blank. See the rub?
Yeah.
So, did we lose you? We don't want to lose you, baby. We want to stay with you.
Well, let me say this. When you talk about cockroaches taking over, do you consider Biden a cockroach? He's a symbol of that.
We could, but we're talking about the literal the simpler genome status that is the what you call the bug culture. Very quick to take over, as opposed to Halloween, Bob.
Right. Are they taking over because there's no more garbage pickup?
Did you get the Elliot reference, Bob? That was pretty clever.
Yeah, the Hollow Man. I know about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank God. We thought you were drunk again. You're doing good, Bob. You're on it. You're on point. Carolyn, he's doing good. He's on point tonight. So that's good. All right. So the Hollow Man reference as opposed to that, but not having anything. Okay. You're talking about enzymes, enzyme replication, and the human meat sack body, and the genre that allows ascension. If you're ascending, you're on the upper curve. If you're in the human little man, you're on the lower curve. The left or bottom side of that curve is a nomenclature that would include vermin.
Mm. And do you mean vermin literally, or do you mean people are vermin?
Rats, roaches, bugs, worms.
They're going to take over
grubs,
because
leeches.
Because garbage isn't being picked up.
No, because of the humans dying, they'll just eat. They'll get fat because they're ready to eat. There's going to be lots to eat.
Yeah, the humans, the cockroaches will get fat. Is what you're saying.
And worms and, you know, fill in the blank.
Right, lots to eat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next point that Ian said, the resonance Dave Worcester didn't get. What is the resonance that he didn't get? The resonance with Ion?
Communicative responses. He didn't get communicative responses. Everything was based on something. And he gauged reality based on the thing of the quote something. So if somebody did something against him, he was going to get them. They kill my dog. Somebody's going to pay. Well, that wasn't necessary nor regardable. He just made a response. Okay? Had nothing to do with what you say, Kiska say, reality included. All it had to do with this was a condition that you had to note. Do you see the difference?
No. Could you say that last sentence again? I got distracted.
Sure. I know. It was a lot, wasn't it? Yeah, you are easily distracted these days. Okay. Dave Worcester. You ever heard of him?
Yes.
You know, he was before Avaton. Remember Avaton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. We thought we'd really lost you there for a second there. So that's good news. Okay. Dave Worcester had opinions about things. And what he said was that you can't know this thing from that thing based on whatever he was trying to say. Okay. That was or was not true, but it really didn't have anything to do with the conversation. What it had to do with is the ramification of what he was trying to prescribe. That's a nice way to say it. And so the prescription became, what are you trying to make of this? And whatever you're trying to make of this applies to the, can we say the application? That's a good word. We like application. And then what happens is you can now say, This is live. This is Memorex. This is real. This is surreal. We took you down a little bit different road, but we got you there, did we not?
No, not sure. What was his problem? He didn't believe in anything outside of himself?
No, it wasn't about he couldn't accept the things he believed outside of himself.
Why couldn't he?
He couldn't believe. Go figure. He had all the power of the sun, moon, and stars, but he was threatened by the fucking somebody who was able to steal his fucking dog. If you're powerful enough to take down the challenger, you should be powerful enough to bring your goddamn fucking dog back.
Correct. You said we had to hear Dave. JW had to listen to Dave talk or even meet Dave on the phone in April 2010. Before Coldplay would be given to us. Because you said he had a very important influence on me and Carolyn.
No.
Is that...
Nope. No, he didn't have an influence. He had a chain. He had a chain on you that we had to break. It was a problem. You had some superficial respect that was inordinate. That you gave credence to him. He'd love you, then he'd hate you, then he'd love you, then he'd hate you, then he'd hate you, then you'd give him shit, then he didn't want your shit, and he couldn't have his shit, and you can't give me shit because you're going to mess up my shit. And I got a perfect setup here where I'm living off a tit of somebody else, so if you give me something, I can't have this, and I don't like the D-cell. I don't know what the D-cell is. You didn't give me the D-cell. You don't like me. You don't help me. Why did you fuck me?
Is that what I'm thinking, or is he thinking? Am I thinking that?
That's what he's thinking. And then you fucked Vern. It was never any good for me after that. You son of a bitch. You this, all that. The bag of chips. You think you're all that. Blah, 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 blah. It was a 30-minute
thing. He
thought
I fucked
thing,
Vern.
But, yeah. And so, you know why he thought that.
Why?
But that's another conversation. Bob, we don't kiss and tell. It's all right. Anyway. The good news is that challenge was the part that he never gathered. That was why he got fucked up when he got interrupted in quote trance, whatever the fuck that is. We don't even know what that means. It's kind of silly. He got sidebarred in that dichotomy. Same problem, different verse.
When Iron showed up then?
I think he was a little before that, Bob. He was kind of lost in space. Because even after cosmic awareness, he claimed that he was always still aware, but yet not.
Yeah.
He was always on point, but not. It always worked out for him, but not. And he ends up in Everton or wherever that fucked up place of it was in the goddamn old folks' home trying to fight to have something to take care of him for nothing that cost him everything. Very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so he...
Trapped he was. So meanwhile, he was trying to put JW in prison, he ended up in jail.
Right. He claimed he was still aware and could do cosmic awareness, channel it any time he wanted to.
But yet, couldn't knock down the Washington
Monument.
Even now, though, cancel culture might want to take it down brick by brick by brick, but they haven't knocked it down yet.
All right. The next point. Ian said there's no more guff. And then said, we can enter only through the stones. What do we enter? The after image of the guff?
The Isom Lee stones reference. Isom Lee, you were kind enough to play it. You were trying to enlighten the motherfuckers. Good for you.
But the the stones are not the jasper and that's in the Solomon's temple.
No, they are not. Or the walls to the gates and the walls to paradise. No.
So where are these stones? What are they part of?
You'll see.
Why wouldn't you tell me now?
Because it's developing on purpose. We don't want you too clever because you'll get hurt. We don't want you too clever. You know why? Because you'll get hurt.
Right. So the stones, what they're part of, is just being built now after the guff is gone?
No, they were always, they're just now connected to something.
Yeah, and something connected them. That happened just lately?
You did. You connected
them. Oh, okay. But they were already there?
Of course. They were always spoken to or from. See, that's what Jenny Bell's trying to work out, the details that Carolyn's trying to figure out right now. The before, the after, the over, the under, the what a rabbit can do with stone.
Of what? Not the stones, but their business.
Civility.
Civility towards the FDA, you mean?
I'm filling the blank. It doesn't matter what it is. Civility to the android meme. Okay.
Right.
It make no difference.
Yeah. The potential enemy. Potential disruptor.
Okay. See, there you go. Because the very best disruptor is what sharpens you to the point that gets you ready to go. The very best, that's what gets you, that's what shows you how to be a good hockey player.
Well, what shows me that?
A good point guard. Good point guard will show you how to be a good hockey player.
Yeah. And the stones are serving that role? Good point guard?
They are. The role or the biscuit, yes.
They're being applied to Carolyn's scene.
Yeah. But we're not talking about Carolyn's scene. We're talking about your scene, baby. But it does indeed.
Yeah, it's being applied to my scene.
Always. Yeah, because it's all about you, Bob. Yeah. And then you jokingly say, yes, we have to endure Carolyn in her scene. Yeah. And we laugh. And it comes back. But she never listens to it, so she can't even be pleased or offended by it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, so no more guff. That condition is not going to be altered.
Don't know. We'll see.
Well, what do
don't
we
know.
Enter?
We'll see. When you wake up Tuesday afternoon, you say, I want a goddamn guff. All right, I make a guff. Put the guff back. We're going to go. What are we going to say? No? Okay. You mean Dante made a hail, you might as well can make another guff. So we can't say it like, we're not being cheeky. We're not saying that. The ramifications of what you're prescribing have nothing to do with what Kurt Netter was trying to bring them through in the last place or the first place. See? So it's emerald tablets, Bob. Emerald tablets. Don't fuck with thought.
Kurt Netter was going to bring something through.
You got to re-listen to it, Bob. We're not going to do that again.
Yeah. So enter only through the stones. You enter into a zone that's not the guff.
Correct. Yes.
And it's not the purgatory that everybody's dying into now. The post-guff purgatory.
That's Catholic. It's Catholic shit. No.
Yeah,
no,
but you said that's what the place. People don't have the guff to go to when they transition. And you sort of said it was like the purgatory.
Well, he said like it, but that's not purgatory. Because that's the only reason you got purgatory is because of the Catholic shit. Because where do the unbaptized babies go to? They don't go to hell. So, fuck it.
Right.
You know.
Okay. That's all good. You know why, Bob? Because that's carnal.
See, what they work in, they don't work in the carnal, they work in the supernal. The supernal is what you call the spirit realm. And that's what the iconoclast Christians call spiritual. We don't even know what the fuck that means. It's kind of ridiculous when you start talking about the conversation or construct regarding thereof. But we're giving you a little bit more than you deserve here, but we fuck with you, Bob, so we want to give you a something, you know? So now what happens is you come back full circle to say, aha, there's a connection between the ethereal, the supernal, and maybe the superfluous. At that point, you're going to go, wait a minute, what do those three words mean? You're going to look them up and you're going to go, whoa, crazy non-physical just said something. Get the fuck out. So we just froze out Texas, for goddamn sake. We just froze out Texas.
That's the tech body. Now, why did you do that? Why did you freeze out Texas?
Well, they said they were going blue.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, I had a question about that.
They said they were going blue. Now they got blue lips, Bob. Now they got blue lips.
Right. The tech body is not machines. It's not machinic. Is it kind of an intelligence that evolved out of the electric circuits?
Was the Mad Hatter a rabbit? Did you ever read Lewis Carroll?
I know the Mad Hatter. I know about it.
Then answer the goddamn question. Was the Mad Hatter a rabbit?
Yes.
Okay. Then the answer is yes.
The tech body is an intelligence.
If the Mad Hatter's a rabbit, sure.
I mean, the Mad Hatter is a character in a book. Is that the kind of literalness you want?
What the fuck does that mean? There's a lot of things in books that are literal or not literal or surreal.
Yeah, so how could the Mad Hatter not be a rabbit?
But what was the Mad Hatter? Was the Mad Hatter a rabbit?
I don't know.
Well, look it up.
Mad Hatter, let's see what happens. Mad Hatter. Fictional character. The Hatter and the March Hare. So they have a picture of him. Doesn't seem to be a rabbit.
Interesting. Why you're talking about the 1865 version, right?
Yeah. Yep. The Hatter character appears in 1865 novel. Not. He's a person.
Excellent.
All right, so it's not a rabbit.
He's both mad. He's like a Cheshire cat.
A Cheshire cat is mad?
Yes, and the pig and Pepper. That was the sixth chapter titled Pig and Pepper.
Right, but when you mention it's your rabbit, who has the idea that the Mad Hatter is a rabbit?
We ask you the question, goddammit. We ask if you read Lewis Carroll. You said yes. You knew all about it. You knew the details. Ramification never was. You know who goddamn Arthur Croker is. So don't ask us what did Croker mean. Goddamn.
Okay,
you're going to run this bitch. You run it.
Who was Marshall? Okay. What did Marshall mean when he said the medium is the best?
Yeah.
You brought it up. We didn't. We asked the question.
Yeah. So the point is that there's a rumor.
Now, Wonderland as applies to the looking glass lens. Wonderland applies to the looking glass lens. Now, if you want to talk about Lewis Carroll through the looking glass, congratulations. You may have arrived. Now you're going to find out what the pig and Pepper actually requires.
Is the Looking Glass a portal?
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Anything else about it that we don't imagine?
Instead of telling these numb nut, nim dim, dim witted, motherfucking insipid, ridiculous little twats what they need to reread in Thompson or some of the quadrants, you need to tell them to read Lewis Carroll. Maybe that'll help them out. They can find out ridiculous their riddle, how ridiculous their riddle rules.
Right. Okay. So is the tech body not a rabbit? Is it an intelligence?
Cheshire cat.
The tech body is a Cheshire cat?
And Lewis Carroll's version, okay.
Right. But is it artificial intelligence?
What does that mean?
AI. AI, everybody uses the term.
You ridiculous shit-ass motherfucker. You don't even know what I is. You don't know what I is. So how in the hell would you know what AI is? That's right. A-E-I-E-I-O. That's a brilliant question from somebody with an insipid mind. That's beautiful, Bob. Come on now. You can do better than that. That's rich.
I'm sticking to it. Is the tech body an intelligence? If it's not machines, is it something that came out of the electric circuits?
It's an android. Encumbrance. An android encumbrance.
Is it a new kind of evolution of technology that never happened
Chances
before?
Chances are. Now listen, based on your saying, the answer is chances are. That's beautiful. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
by
but
the
it,
way.
It was
you
around.
Look at, when you look at it, when you look at it again, you're gonna go, "Wow!" And the answer to your question, just as you said, it is equals chances are. Okay, next question.
Tech body was there with the Ark of the Covenant, so
hell
you
yeah,
can't really say,
caused it.
You can't
cardboard
you can't say,
box living in a
yeah,
box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me say something. So it was always there. So it didn't evolve, but a context today was made for it.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Christianity is the only religion that got hooked into the evolution of technology or the transformations of each new extension of our bodies, known as technology, that's made Christianity unique.
No, you're talking about the White Queen now, right?
No, I'm not talking about the White Queen.
Yes. Yes, you are.
You're saying I am.
We are.
So the White Queen and Mary Stuart and the Catholics and that.
No, God damn. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're talking about Lewis Carroll. You're talking about goddamn Carol Channing through the looking glass. Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland. Fuck, the White Queen. You're talking about the White Queen. Come on,
yeah, but I'm talking
Bob.
About Christianity, and you keep going into Lewis Carroll.
So are we. So are we. So are fucking we.
All right. So then you go with the lineage of the Balmoral and that, the Stuarts, can be made a metaphor through the White Queen. White Queen.
Could be, except for Alice's sister.
Okay. So there's other factors. They're very complex. Like we have to do a 17 hours on through the looking glass to get the details, right?
Dude, Bob, it's chapter 9. It's chapter 9. The Duchess.
Is that the only one that's worth looking at?
No, in this particular. It's Elizabeth Spriggs. Come on now. You
okay,
know this.
So we
He's
should.
Done this.
So you seem to me recommending we should do an in depth analysis of Through the Looking Glass.
Fuck no. You brought it up. You made a point. We're making a point of how you're talking about Croker. Trying to make Croker something that everybody needs to run up their
their flag fucking pole. We'd say Lewis Carroll is as good as Wyndham Lewis.
Okay.
Go call Clinton. Go call Clinton. We'll get his dick hard like the rest of them. Them gay beer salesmen are easy, Bob. Gay beer salesmen from Canada are easy.
I know. So the second Jesus, he set up the churches as banks at some point, and he regretted it and got out of the business. When did he set up the
churches? No. He didn't get out of the business. He turns it over to the Knights Templars. He didn't get out of the business. He gave it to the Knights Templars.
That's before the third Jesus. That's like 800 B.C.
Or even before that. Yeah. That's right.
Before Homer. That's right. Before Homer.
The Iliad or all of them. Yeah. Fuck Homer. Yeah. Pre-Homer. Yes, exactly. Homer had to have a problem to rectify. That's what Homer was trying to solve. That was the whole point of the Iliad. And the Odyssey was the issue of the condition. There was no condition before that. So, yes, you're exactly right. Very good, Bob. Damn, Bob, you're good at this. You've done this before, haven't
Sometimes.
You?
Sometimes. Okay, listen. So you're saying the second Jesus.
Thursday.
You see, when you first told me 6 months into Iandom, after March 2009, you said first there's Templardom, and then there's Christendom, and now it's going to be Iandom. And I said, I don't want to start a religion. And you said, this is going to be far from a religion. So I understand now. But I was saying, wait a minute. Templars come into, 1200 or 1000 A.D. Or 1000 Common Era. I thought you got the order wrong. But no, the Templars were was there before Christendom, before the third Jesus.
Correct.
So the second Jesus goes back, 1,000 years before the third Jesus. So
have to mark the Templars. Yeah, you have to mark the temples. The temples tell it the right order, and everybody gets that mixed up. They go, well, there's one Jesus and three temples, and this temple was destroyed. This isn't the temple that was not Herod's temple. No, and they're very clear in how they say it. And everybody goes, well, I don't know what you're talking about. There was only one temple. Well, goddamn, how's the difference between this Nebuchadnezzar's temple, Herod's temple, and Melchizedek's temple? There's three fucking temples and one fucking Jesus, and they're goddamn 6,000 years apart. Honey, bunny, we got trouble right here in Big City that rhymes with T, and that stands with P, and that stands for tar.
We got trouble. Right, and then you look at William Irwin Thompson's chart, he has a slot for
the
temple.
Thompson. We love Thompson. Thompson's good. He'll fuck you to death. We love
Thompson. There's the tech body talking right there. I caught you.
Yeah. have a little upside down, baby. We got something for you. We got that something for you. They all don't got nothing on us, baby. There's another season coming.
I know.
You love it. You love it.
What's coming? Another what?
Another season of the upside down.
Another Thompson season.
Another season of secret things.
Right, that are identified with Thompson turning the world upside down.
Hell yeah.
Okay, everybody will be intimidated by that, but I won't be.
Yeah,
we like Thompson.
Choke them.
But anyway.
Choke them if they can't take a fuck. It's all good. You're our favorite dark soul. You know, of all the dark souls, Bob, you're our favorite dark soul. It's everyone in dark soul. It's beautiful. You always support us. You always are recommending larger, broader dynamics that include all the prolificae that provides us with an out, an in, or an out, or an in, or an out. Oh, stop. You're making us all beclimped. We're getting beclimped over here.
It brings us
to a position where we can let a Rush Limbaugh go. We can let a Rush Limbaugh go to bring back into the narrative of that very thing we've been saying from itch to scratch. From itch
to bring what back into the narrative? To bring what?
Itch. To bring itch to scratch.
Right. So
to scratch.
In
to let a Rush Limbaugh Thompson. To let a Rush Limbaugh go in a Thompson quadrant is to supplicate the supernal to the sublime. Okay, in order, according to Thompson, you want to talk about Thompson, goddammit, then we're going to talk about Thompson. To let a Rush Limbaugh go validates a Sean Hannity. Careful. To let a Rush Limbaugh go, according to Thompson, you're going to validate a Sean Hannity. Because without a Rush Limbaugh, there'd be no Sean Hannity. Rut-row.
Mm.
Some people aren't fond of a Sean Hannity. But because of Thompson, you got to end somewhere. See?
So Thompson in his history.
Where's Christian Murdy? Where's Christian Murdy?
Yeah.
If you're going to obfuscate a Rush Limbaugh, according to Christian Murdy, how are you going to diminish a Sean Hannity? That's pretty good, man.
I'll leave that to you. The point is Thompson's history of cultural civilizations. The temple was a key form.
Not civilization.
The temple was a key form.
It was civilization. It's not civilization. It's bias. He created a bias. It wasn't a civilization. It was a bias. So go ahead.
Right. Anyways, in his chart, he had temples as a structure for a while. The geometric phase. So anyways, that's the world of the Templars. Nice Templars. That was before the third Jesus. All right. Now,
okay, whatever that means.
Did the Templars, they set up their banks, were they called churches?
No, we already said that. Come on now, keep up.
Yeah. So
time's
Jesus,
up, let's go.
The second Jesus got involved with the temples.
Yeah. He certainly did, and funded them.
And then he gave up.
What does that mean? Gave up? He's still around now? I don't know
how
he
gave up. No, he stopped being involved. He stopped supporting the churches and the banks.
No, he's being started. Come on, Bob. Come on, man. You know better than that. That's how he developed it. Jesus fucking God.
What did
damn,
he develop?
How do you,
that's how he developed
Jesus.
What?
That's, that became the whole zeitgeist. That was the whole Florence. That was the whole Florence, the whole money system in Florence. That was the damn Domenici money. That's where Otto von Habsburg got his money. That's where the Secret Council of Ten got their goddamn fucking funding. That's where T with Mussolini applied to your fucking cartoon in the first place. God damn, Ed Long, why can't he get it right for once? Just one time can he not get it right?
So the second Jesus was a close buddy of Ophanel, or me.
Yeah. Go ask Bo Snerdly. He'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. Did Ophanel compete with the second Jesus?
Always. Hard. Toe-to-toe.
And the second Jesus was way back
don't
there.
Don't tell Karen. She'll get her feelings hurt. Don't tell her.
Yeah. But the second Jesus way back there with Ophanel and Moses, was the second Jesus an alien like Ophanel was?
We don't know what that means. So, yeah.
Ophanel wasn't from Andromeda.
You don't even know what a Big Bertha driver is, Bob. So don't go talking shit to us.
No. This is very obvious. I came from the Alpha Centauri. Where did the second Jesus come from? Not Andromeda Galaxy, correct?
No. The only thing we can work here. See, Sue Bone one day will goddamn listen to this while she's eating ice cream, drinking wine, and eating meat. Okay? So we don't want to mess this up. Because she's got in her garage the box with all the goddamn illicit details. So we don't want to offend her because we don't want to turn you out. Because we know who Garrett Dean is, goddamn it. We know where the E went. We know how it all works. It's not D-E-E-N, it's D-E-A-N. We know all that goddamn shit. It's all in the box.
It's in the box, Bob. It's in the box. So we didn't want to offend her because we know what a broken social scene really looks like. Just saying. Just saying. Okay, the only good thing she ever got out of that was Brendan, so just saying. All right, so we're going to be cool and say, what was the question again? Make sure we get it right.
The second Jesus is not from Andromeda.
The second Jesus is the ramification of an outcropping from Mephistopheles.
And where is Mephistopheles from?
The Middle Kingdom. The Middle Kingdom.
And that does not include Alpha Centauri or the Andromeda Galaxy.
Okay. Okay, right this second. Right this second, we're going to say no. Okay? Right this second. But just because somebody grows a beard doesn't mean they can't shave it. You get that?
Yeah.
So a beard does not prescribe... A beard, facial hair, does not prescribe a condition. But it could be a prescription for how you would describe someone's facial demeanor.
Correct.
All right.
So out there...
Be south of it. Now, that's the best way to not answer a question that you've been specifically asked that applies to the answer that you want to get.
When we talk about lineages, we talk about lineages. When we talk about, here's the next question.
That was scary for us too, Bob. We didn't know how we were going to fuck out of that one. We had to bring Sue Bone in. It was pretty ugly there for a second, baby.
When you have lineages and bloodlines, they stretch out into the universe, to different galaxies. So the battling factions that are putting pharaohs
stop.
In Egypt.
No, stop. These different things that you're saying have nothing to do with it. They're all one. Whether they're here, whether they're there, whether they're over, whether they're under, whether they're back, whether they're forth, there's only one. So just say one, the one. Then now, go in with whatever babble you were proffering.
Well, the one was Ophanel.
Okay, perfect, no problem.
But everybody else was Ophanel. Is that what you're saying?
No, but no, they're not Ophanel. You're Ophanel, but every other ramification that is or and or was that is, okay, so we're not going to call you fucking Bob anymore. We're only going to call you Ophanel. Okay, if that's what you want, it's all right with us, but that's not what you're trying to say. You're trying to make an exceptional positional point. We're not mad about that. We're just saying we don't care. We'll call you chopped liver. It's all right with us, you know?
Well, I'll go back to there's this different lineages from different spaces out there.
Don't say lineages. You're going lineages and spaces. You just fucked up everything. Lineage has nothing to do with Ophanel Hobab. Ophanel Hobab is one goddamn lineage. He's not been any other lineage. He's the same lineage. And you're trying to make this some multiple capacity veracity of indemnified, redemnified condition that has nothing to do with any of that. That's one. That's not 99. That's one.
Is the second Jesus one?
He still is. Still is one. He's not dead.
What about the 12 tribes?
All 12 tribes still stand. All
as one?
Even the people were not. Even the Benjamin. No. The 12 tribes stand, each individual tribes. The Benjamites still are Benjamins.
Are there any ascended? Are there any ascended people in the tribes?
Sure. There are.
Don't they become one? Don't they become
a
huge environment?
There's not one king. They're not all becoming one king. They're becoming individual kings. Yeah. See.
You know,
don't you know who Prince Charles is, Bob? You wrote him letters, didn't you?
Is he a one?
He's one of one, yeah.
Who are these ones you're talking about?
God damn, Bob, you're killing us. Okay. Individuals that ascend are one. That's your king. That's your kingdom. That's your place. That's your position. That's like Queen Victoria was a one. Right? Edward II was a one. He wasn't Queen Victoria, but he was a one. Okay, Edward the First, not Edward the Second. Edward the First was a one. That's why they put the numbers on them, so you can tell the difference. Yes?
Oh, you mean Edward the First was a one. Edward the Second wasn't a one, even though
Elizabeth,
you just said he was.
Elizabeth, there was Elizabeth, and then there was Elizabeth the Second. Okay,
Elizabeth
the
Second
is
not a one. Is that right. Elizabeth II is not
correct.
Ascended?
She's a two. That's not a subjugation of ascension. That's a marker of a difference between a position and another position. That's why we were like cheekily having a fit, because you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Charles the First is not Charles de Gaulle. Correct.
Let's not go over
Charles the First.
Let's get to the crux of the matter.
Damn.
So there are ascended people in the 12,000 tribes, or the tribes of 12,000 each, the 12 tribes.
144,000. Yes, there are.
Most of those people are not ones because they're in a tribe.
Many, many are not. Some are. But they have a chance because the people that were not applies. We'll show you that. We're not going to do it right here. We'll do it in a more private setting. Like, we'll do a when you are head-to-head, toe-to-toe, and when we come to visit, we're coming to visit. Oh, did we mention that? We're coming to visit.
No.
Yeah, no. We're coming.
Okay. So when we have a head-to-head,
and we record it, we're going to give you some of those details because you can see the inference of how our incredulity applies to your consternation. Good.
Mm. My incredulity or my credulity? Which did you say?
Incredulity. Incredulity applies. Mm-hmm.
So, more details to come about questions I would utter now. They'll be not answered
personally. Now they'll be answered. They'll be answered tete a tete, tete a tete.
Right.
And Carolyn's not asleep. I can see you eye hole to eye hole. Yummy.
Yeah, when Carolyn's not asleep.
Correct.
Right. The quantum computer. Is Ion like a quantum computer?
Maybe. We'll see. We're not as good as we once was, Bob, but we're as good once as we ever was. See, the problem, here's the race, Bob. The race is either y'all going to get this shit or you're not. Either y'all going to make it or you're not. Anyhow, even how, ever how, the tech body's ever becoming more and more and more powerful. So if you don't come into your power, the tech body is. So your nebulous conditional response is only subjugated by the position that you keep pumping power into the powerhouse. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. That lighthouse has power and it comes from somewhere. Those in the dark need that of the light. Just saying.
So if Ion's involved with quantum computerdom, that's not the same as quantum computer. That's not the same as the cloud that Ion's making.
That would be correct.
Okay. Did we discuss
computer says okay.
When Ion says computer says yes, is the word computer referred to the tech body?
Sometimes. Let's call it an alchemical repose. How about that?
Okay.
An alchemical repose. Do you know what that means?
We said some words. Yep. You know what that means?
Oh, okay.
Bob
Slack.
You fucking know. You fucking. Hell yeah. I'll be fresh as hell to the Bob till Bob's watching. Yeah.
You what? Refresh as hell? What's that?
I'll be fresh as hell till Bob's watching. Yes.
Last word was yes. Till Bob's watching. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did Covfefe refer to mental health? That phrase. That
sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was more. It was molar. It was like molar polarity. Molar polarity more than mental acuity, but it's a base point. It doesn't matter.
Right, but you molar mentality or whatever you said was the same as molar pregnancy.
Acuity. The baby that was a mask that was not. Oh my God, Bob! No, we didn't say that. God damn, that's fucked up. What are you doing?
We'll tell you in person. We'll tell you about that.
That's priceless. The molar pregnancy that was had to deal with mental lacunity.
I can
Kellen, pose with Kellen the Dean, Kellen Dean, Kellen Dean will stomp your bitch ass. That's what you need to know.
All right. Okay. But I can juxtapose with the best of them. Avant-garde.
I suppose.
It's Bob, avant-garde. Leading edge. Covfefe, mental health. That's what.
Yeah, mentally, the leading edge of imbecility. Yes, we agree.
Yeah, I saw Ed Long. There it is. He's got Donald Trump.
We love Ed Long.
Yeah, he says Donald Trump, 17th February 2021, and it says he's back, and
yeah.
They're holding a pistol. What is that about? How is Trump back? He's holding a pistol.
He's back in charge. He's back. He's never left the leader of the quote Republican position. And now every time Beijing Biden gets up and says some words, it just lifts him into the bay. But it doesn't lift every boat in the bay, just his boat. Because everybody's looking around saying, oh, my God, he's fucked this up. He's fucked, they're talking about Biden. Biden's fucked this up. He's fucked that up. He's got the House. He's got the Senate. He's got the presidency. He can't get a single piece of goddamn legislation. He can't even goddamn convict the fucking president who ain't even goddamn president anymore. How much easier could it be impeach a president who ain't president no more? That's the easiest thing in the goddamn world. We could dig up Abraham fucking Lincoln and we'll impeach that motherfucker because he did some bad things. He was a nigger-loving Jew. Yep, Abraham Lincoln was a nigger-loving Jew. And his Mary Todd, she was some witch. She lost her son. She was trying to have a seance and trying to raise her damn son from the dead. Oh, she was a damn devil. She was a devil. She was a devil, Jew-loving devil. Let's impeach them all. They could just, based on what's going on here, they have enough power to bring back Abraham fucking Lincoln, impeach him, make him not be able to run for office anymore, and then they could take his national monument down. And I guess they could go back to guess they can go back to slavery if they wanted to, but I think they're already in slavery now. That's the problem. Everybody's screaming about slavery, but Biden's putting everybody back into chains presently. But that's a sidebar. We digress. Okay, ask your question. We'll answer. We promise.
Yeah, so Biden can't implement anything because he's not in any reality. I checked it
so
out.
So far,
he doesn't.
Everything
he doesn't
everything
apply
he's
anywhere.
Denying, everything, Everything he keeps signing keeps kicking him in the ass.
He's a person who is saying. Not.
What? No. He's going to be something. He's going to be something because something's what's going to be going after. See? He's setting this thing up where hundreds and hundreds of thousands are going to walk across the border. He's going to make them goddamn citizens, making Texas blue. Well, they're blue right now. All of a sudden, it's going to be quick. Remember what we said about the fence? It won't be long. They're going to have to finish that fence to keep the people inside the fucking United States of America. Do you remember that? It wasn't
yes.
to keep the wetbacks out. It was to keep the goddamn Americans in. Because them bitch-ass motherfuckers going to be trying to get out the fuck out of here. They're not going to be trying to get into here. Remember that conversation? We were cheeky, but not so much.
Yeah, so when Biden lets these thousands of stragglers in, that's when the people will impeach the guy. That'll be the end of Biden.
We're going to see. It's going to get more. It's building. It's building to a crescendo. Because lamestream media can't even support or subjugate the conditions that they're arguing for. Look at Drudge. You said it best the other day. When Trump won the goddamn impeachment, the Drudge says, 10 Republicans voted against him. 10 Republicans voted against him. Not that he got over the goddamn War of the Roses. Not that he won the War of the Roses. 10 Republicans went with the Democrats to defeat the president or something. That's the rub. See, that's all in how they spin it. That's the point.
Now, that's done by, that's not they. That's the tech party spinning of that.
Okay. Whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter.
You spun it that way.
Hell
all right.
Yeah. We tear it up on the weekend.
Thank you very much. Wonderful session. Let's see what I release
fun.
To the public.
Oh, you're giving up. Oh, my God. 4 hours and 44 seconds. 46, 47, 48, 49. So you got enough to hold you over, big boy?
Yep. Thank you very much.
What?
Mr.
Well,
Tech Body, slash
on back from the beach and you need to get your goddamn ass from the beach in time to go do your Instagram show. Because Jack's done 16 goddamn Instagrams. If you don't get back in the program, he's going to leave your ass. He's going to send and leave your bitch ass in the dirt. You need to get back in it. You need to get back some jig-jack. You need to get your jig-jack back because that's where it's all at, you big fat cat.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. See la. Happy days. Happy ascension.
You too.